I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending July 3rd, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica's Governor General suspends personal use of British royal engagement. Sir Patrick Allen, Jamaica's representative of the British monarchy, has suspended the personal use of his engagement title as part of the Order of St. Michael and St. George because of its depiction of Satan as a dark-skinned man under the foot of a white archangel. The image caused outrage in the country, and Allen wrote to the Chancellor of the Order of George requesting that the image be changed to be more inclusive and reflect the common humanity of all peoples. The Order of St. Michael and St. George serves in foreign countries or regarding foreign and Commonwealth businesses, including the work of diplomats and foreign service officers. Study by United Nations finds Jamaica will suffer most serious economic downturn due to decrease in tourism caused by COVID-19. A study from the United Nations indicates that Jamaica will experience the greatest effects of a drop in tourism rates due to the COVID-19 pandemic of any nation in the world. The report, published by the UN Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, predicted an estimated decline in gross national product for Jamaica of 11%. According to Jamaican Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, the projected impact emphasizes the need to reopen the tourism sector in a phased and safe manner. The UN report also stated that the global tourism sector could see losses of at least $1.2 billion, resulting from the four-month economic shutdown caused by the coronavirus. Jamaica is expected to lose $146 billion from April of 2020 through March of 2021, said Bartlett. This week's Caribbean news. 5 Caribbean destinations plan to reopen in summer of 2020. As the Caribbean experienced a loss in tourism dollars as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic at the height of tourist season, the region is ready to reopen to global travelers and to take advantage of the trend in places like Puerto Rico and the Bahamas of enjoying summer business from bargain travelers, families, and adventure tourism. Countries in the Caribbean are reopening to recover from the major losses suffered during the winter months, while acknowledging that hurricane season could be a problem. Most countries are requiring visitors to wear masks when indoors and to practice social distancing. Aruba reopened to Canadians, Europeans, and most Caribbean nationals on July 1, 2020. Tourists from the U.S. will be allowed in on July 10th. St. Martin, the Cayman Islands, St. Barts, and Bonaire and Curaçao also plan to reopen to some European visitors on July 1st, but the US will not be included in this phase of reopening as it is considered high risk.
Western Union is here for you. Available 24/7 every day. The Western Union app and the websites gives you the option of sending money from the comfort of your home straight to your loved one. With Western Union, you can send money to banks in Jamaica, including Jamaica National, JMMB, Scotiabank, NCB, First Global Bank, and more. Tell your receiver in Jamaica to register their bank account by visiting www.gkmsonline.com or their nearest Western Union location and receive funds directly into their bank accounts. Get fast and convenient service when you download the Western Union mobile app or go online at wu.com. For more information, visit wu.com or call 305-608-6325. Services may be provided by Western Union Financial Service, Inc. NMLS number 906983 or Western Union International Services, LLC. NMLS number 906985, which are licensed as money transmitters by the New York State Department of Financial Services. See terms and conditions for details.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican Embassy in Washington, D.C. reopens. According to Audrey Marks, Jamaican Ambassador to the United States, the offices of the Jamaican Embassy in Washington, D.C. have reopened following a three-month closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the city's response to the outbreak. The consular section will not open for in-person applications until July 15, 2020, but online appointments are still being processed. Under the reopening restrictions, only 6 people who will be required to wear masks will be allowed in the waiting area. Just 1 applicant will be permitted in the interview room. Physical distancing protocols will be in effect, and all visitors to the embassy must wear a mask. This week's business news. Digicel joins Facebook advertising boycott. Digicel, the telecommunications firm, has joined with other high-profile brands like Adidas and Coca-Cola to stop all of its paid advertising on Facebook's platforms internationally for the month of July 2020. The action is being taken to protest online hate speech and racism promoted online. Digicel is joining the boycott in solidarity with the other brands that have sent a strong message of outrage to Facebook's leaders that the platform is not doing enough to stop the spread of racist hate speech and negative, damaging, and violent messaging. Digicel will also make a donation of $30,000 to Jamaicans for Justice to support their efforts to ensure the rights of all Jamaicans. This week's arts and entertainment news. Cricket star Chris Gayle featured in video with Stylo G. Chris Gayle, one of the biggest stars in cricket, is appearing in a music video with Stylo G, a Jamaican English artist, in a remix of the musician's song Too Hot. Gayle performs a rap verse in the song, speaking mostly about his status as a global cricket star. According to reports, the video was shot in Gayle's house in St. Andrew's Hill. The athlete has been promoting the song on social media. Recently, Gayle decided not to participate in the Caribbean Premier League for personal reasons. Now for this week's sports news. And staying with cricket, Sir Everton Weekes, West Indies cricket legend, dies. Sir Everton Weekes, a legendary former batsman for the West Indies, has died at his home in Barbados following a long illness. He was the oldest surviving West Indies cricket player and the 3rd oldest surviving men's test player. He was 95 years of age, and his death marks the end of a remarkable period of West Indies and world cricket. He has been described as one of the greatest cricket players of all time and remained active as a mentor and supporter of the sport until his death. Thank you for listening to this week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.